Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is signing two executive actions on health care today. One involves the issue of reproductive health. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
The first action is an executive order that aims to increase access to health insurance through the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid. It opens a special enrollment period on healthcare.gov for 3 months, starting February 15th. Early on in the pandemic, with millions losing their job-based health insurance, the Trump administration faced pressure to open a special enrollment period, but it never did. The other action is a memorandum on reproductive health. It rescinds the global gag rule or Mexico City policy and instructs a review of a Trump-era policy on Title X funding, so organizations that provide or refer for abortions in the U.S. and abroad should soon have easier access to federal funding. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning saying the country faces an increased risk for potential violence by domestic extremists in the coming months. Such warnings have been rare in recent years. But as NPR's Greg Myrie reports, the DHS says the attack on the U.S. Capitol earlier this month may have emboldened radicals.
It's a very generalized warning, but it is clearly referring to the far right, that there's this elevated threat that DHS sees for the next few months at least. The statement says that domestic extremists may be fueled by, quote, false narratives related to the election last November, to the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and even to last week's presidential transition.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. A new study finds that the mortality rate in pregnant women who contract COVID-19 can be 13 times higher than in women who are not pregnant. Will Stone has more.
The study followed 240 women between March and June in Washington state. Its findings, published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, even came as a surprise to the study's author, Dr. Christina Adams-Waldorf of the University of Washington School of Medicine.
This was a shockingly high rate of mortality for pregnant patients in Washington state. We weren't expecting it.
The study also found the chance of hospitalization was 3.5 times higher in COVID patients who were pregnant, although the authors point out most patients had mild or asymptomatic cases. In many places, pregnant women are not part of the high-priority group to receive a coronavirus vaccine. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell this week as the pandemic continues to impact the workforce. The Labor Department says a still high 847,000 filed for first-time jobless claims. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy shrank 3.5% in 2020, for the first time the economy shrank for the year since the Great Recession in 2009. You're listening to NPR News. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered the release of a man who was once convicted of murdering the Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. NPR's Zia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
Omar Sheikh was convicted of the kidnapping and murder of Daniel Pearl shortly after his body was found in a shallow grave in the port city of Karachi in 2002. But Sheikh appealed to a provincial court, and 18 years later, in April last year, the court overturned the murder conviction, and it overturned the convictions of three other accomplices. But authorities kept the men in detention even after the decision, arguing they were a risk to public safety. The Pearl family and a provincial prosecutor general then appealed to Pakistan's Supreme Court. The Pearl family described the Supreme Court's decision as a complete travesty of justice and urged the U.S. to take action. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
A severe weather system working its way across California has left hundreds of thousands without power. Officials are warning drivers to be ready for road closures. In Los Angeles County, people who live near the area scorched by the massive Bobcat fire last September used sandbags to try to protect low-lying areas. Monrovia resident Brittany Callen says she's trying to be optimistic.
I just don't want to be the person that ignored warnings. I'm not that concerned, but I know it's definitely, I don't want to be silly.
The National Weather Service says heavy rain is forecast that could lead to flooding with mudslides and dangerous debris flow near the vulnerable burned-out areas. U.S. futures contracts are trading positive. Dow futures contract up about 0.6%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.